Grace and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we pray, sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The text I have chosen is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, and then verse 9. We'll read them in our message. Please be seated. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, it is a privilege and an honor to be your guest chapel preacher today. I'm retired now, but after 40 years in the active Lutheran parish, I now have a little time for my hobby. A hobby that I started but never had time for during those years of ministry. My hobby is lapidary. Now you might say, what in the world is lapidary? Well, lapidary is simply the cutting, polishing, and grinding of precious stones and rocks. It's working with stones or rocks that you either find as you're going on a rock hound hunting trip or those that you buy. Rock. It doesn't look like much. If you would see this rock on the ground, you'd probably walk right on by and you'd leave it right there. Now, this is what the farmer thought in Wisconsin, near Merrill, Wisconsin. He had rocks like this and a whole vein of that on his property. Until a geologist from the University of Wisconsin came and walked through his property. And he said to him, "Sir, do you realize what this is that you have in your property? And you've got a lot of it. It is..." Let's read our text now first. Verses 4 and 5. And keep this definition of rocks and stones in your mind. "As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Now, did you catch what Jesus is called here? He's called the living stone, rejected by humans, rejected by sinful humans like you and I, rejected, not wanting anything to do with him, but he is chosen by God. He is precious. He is a living stone. So Jesus is very precious. Very special. And you realize if he were not that precious or that special in God's eyes, you and I would be the most miserable people in this universe right now. We would be in our sins. We would be rejected by God himself. We would be a Leverite. We would be an ugly rock, as rock hounds say, that should leave it right there. Like this rock. There's something special about that rock. Oh yes, I forgot to tell you what it is. This, my friends, is jade. North American jade. And there's a lot of it where it's found there near Wausau. Now keep in mind, Jesus is a living stone and he has made us precious living stones. We didn't do it ourselves. He has made us a part of the Holy Christian Church. We are special because of what he has done for us. When he suffered and died on the cross, and thereby paying for our sins and proving it by his resurrection, he paid for all our scratches, all our cracks, all our mistakes, all our flaws, all our sins. He made us acceptable in the eyes of God. And when we were baptized, he gave that all to us, that precious, shiny, living stone. He washed us and polished us with his blood and righteousness. He cut and polished us so that we are gems and precious in God's sight. All through what Jesus our Savior did, we are living stones. Now, when I cut, grind, sand, and sand some more to make something special out of this rock. And when I'm done, after polishing and working at it, I look at it and I see flaws, I see mistakes. I might say it's nice, it's beautiful, but remember what Jesus has done for us. He has not only cut us, polished us, he has made us special. So when God looks at us, he says, hey, that is really nice, that is really beautiful, that is really special. That's what Jesus' blood and righteousness has done for us. He has polished us and made us clean in his sight. Now, there's no way we can polish ourselves and make us acceptable. But that's what Jesus did for us. And what a special opportunity you always have to hear God's word, to be reminded of that. And now that we are these special living stones, let's go on and hear what Peter says in verse 9. He says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Peter's talking about you and me here. We didn't do this on our own. He chose us. He made us a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. There's no way we could save ourselves. We, by ourselves, were Levirates. God should have just left us there, but no, he didn't. There's no way we can find ourselves out of this darkness of sin into his wonderful light, but he did it for us. So when I polish and cut a rock and make it nice, remember, there's all his flaws. But when God, Jesus, has done that for us, then we are really nice, really special. Now, if I am forgiven, if I am precious in God's sight, and God has polished me with the blood and righteousness of Jesus, what am I going to do? How am I going to act and think? We're going to declare the praises of God who has brought us out of this darkness into this wonderful light. As living stones, we are forgiven children of God, and we're going to declare those praises. We're going to live a life that shows that we are special in God's sight. In the first verse of this chapter, we're told some things that we will not want to do. just like a piece of jade that I have polished and made shiny and nice. I'm not going to go around scratching it on the ground or throwing it around or doing something to it that'll make it break. But I want to show people how beautiful it is, that they can see also that beauty. All of us have been made precious by him, as I said, by Jesus' blood and righteousness. And so we want to, as he tells us here in verse 1, rid ourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. So, my friends, don't scratch up your Christian life and faith. Think before you do or say something. Think of what the consequences will be of what your sinful desire wants you to do or to say. Show the beauty that Jesus has made you to be. And how are we going to be able to continue to do that? Verse 2 gives us a good suggestion here for all of us, no matter how old we are or how young we are. He says, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now, when I polish a piece of jade like this, and if I keep rubbing it with my fingers, it'll get shinier and shinier. And that's the way it is also with our Christian faith. The more we meditate upon God's word, that gospel message, that one thing needful, the stronger our faith will be, the more help we'll have to overcome those sinful desires and thoughts, the more we'll show the shininess of our faith as living stones of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are precious. We are living stones. We are members of the Holy Christian Church because Jesus has made us that way. And may he help us in doing that and keeping that faith. And so we pray, I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you have sent your Son, our Savior Jesus, into this world of sin and death to make me a precious living stone in your sight. Help me now to continue to crave the pure spiritual milk of your word, that I may grow up in my salvation and declare the praises of my Savior with all my thoughts, words, and actions. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us rise now and join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
peace, live in harmony with one another, serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his face.